Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life, to turn your life around, make your future brighter than your past. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost field ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We've had some wonderful services in them jails and prisons before the coronavirus closed them in March of 2020. Well, we're at the end of January 2023. Praise God. New year. Going into, amen, getting ready to go into February. Praise the Lord. The Lord has blessed us to still be on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. Praise God. We have been preaching a powerful message all this month, talking about it's time to live for Jesus. Here's a wake-up call to all of you out there to start serving the Lord this brand new year of 2023. We're going to try to wrap it up on today, so we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the conclusion of the message. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast for the conclusion of the message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. We're living in an age where the devil is really loose out here with all the witchcraft that's going on. Amen. The devil has really got people bound in so much evil and so much darkness. All the sin that's going on out there. Praise God. But Jesus come to save people from their sins and to cast the devil out to people. Praise God. I'm telling you, amen. I come to destroy the works of the devil. Amen. Because Jesus walks and talks in my soul. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. People, we need to humble ourselves down to the power of the Lord. There's no need to ignore Jesus. Ignore this Bible. Live a life in sin. Then when tragedy strikes, then you want to call on the Lord then. But we need to call on the Lord now while the sun is shining. The Bible declares where the wise man said in Ecclesiastes, remember thou thy creator in the days of thy youth, when the evil days come not. We need to serve the Lord while you got your health and strength. Don't wait till you get to on your deathbed to call on Jesus. But call on the Lord now. You hear me? Now is the time to live for Jesus, to seek the Lord. Now's the time to pray. Now's the time to read your Bible. Now's the time to go to a strong, good Bible-believing church. Now's the time to seek the Lord to be delivered from alcohol, from drugs, from the lust of the flesh, from homosexuality and lesbianism. Now's the time. Jesus come to save people from the sin and deliver you and set you free. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. There's no need to mess around in sin till you be facing hell fire. Then try to call on Jesus. I'm telling you. But call on him now. Praise the Lord. Amen. Before we go into the conclusion of the message, Missionary Velvet, praise God. I want you to minister to the people here on the broadcast on today. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet to be my helpmeet. She's doing a wonderful job, praise God. So, amen. We're going to let her minister unto you, amen, here on the broadcast today.
Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And I'm so thankful that his love is there for each and every one of us. And he wants to do something special for us. It's a song that I wrote, you know, last summer, sometime last year. But the Lord do something new. And I thought it was appropriate to minister this song today. Because it's this January, it's always a month. People be looking for new things and try to improve and making resolutions and all those kind of things. So the song says something new. Lord, do something new for me. Lord, do something new for me. Deep down in my soul, deep down in my heart, in my mind, and all over my body. Do something new for me. Do something new for me. Lord, do something new for me. Deep down in my soul, deep down in my heart, in my mind, and all over my body. Do something new for me. I am fully committed to do your will. Please give me more of your spirit and your anointing from on high. I hunger and thirst for more and more of you. So fill me up. So fill me up. Fill me up. Please do something new for me. Do something new for me. Deep down in my soul, deep down in my heart, in my mind, and all over my body, do something new for me. Please do something new for me. Because there is so much work to do. You said the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. I desire to be one of those few to work in your vineyard. That is why I need you. That is why I need you to do something new for me. Please do something new for me. Deep down in my heart, deep down into my soul, in my mind, all over my body. Do something new for me. Please do something new for me. To make sure I put on the whole army of God. That I would be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. To withstand and to do everything I can do to stand. That's why I need you to do something new for me. Please do something new for me. Deep down in my soul, deep down in my heart, in my mind, and all over my body, do something new for me. I want to be like Paul said, to be caught up into the third heaven, so I can commune with you. And you will show me mysteries untold. I need you, I need you, I need you, Jesus, to do something new for me. Please do something new for me. Do something new for me. Overshadow me, overshadow me, overshadow me with your power and with your anointing. Do something new for me.
Amen. The Lord, amen, wants you to do something new for me. Amen. The Lord, amen. Praise God. I'm telling you. Amen. You want the Lord to do something new for you. By you, amen, giving your heart to him. You give your heart to the Lord will do something new for you. And then you'll be new in Christ Jesus. The Lord will make you new. Amen. Praise God. And then you do something brand new for the Lord. Living for him. Serving him with all your soul, might, and strength. Singing a new song. I'm telling you. Amen. I'm telling you. The Lord will give you a new song to sing. You don't sing like you used to sing. Them old songs. But them secular music. But you'll sing spiritual music. Hallelujah. Well, glory. singing a song of Zion. Praise God. Singing a song of victory over sin. Praise God. Victory over the devil. Place the devil where he belongs. That is under your feet. Amen. Praise God. The Lord will do these things for you. Praise God. Thank God for that wonderful words of inspiration coming from my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet. Praise God. We're going to, amen, get started with the message, the close wrapping of the message. Talking about, praise the Lord, amen, it's time to live for Jesus. It's time to live for Jesus. Time to stop playing church. Now, a lot of times people feel like they can get by with good works. Yes, people are big on good works, what they can get naturally speaking. Hungry, feed the hungry. Now, Jesus said, when I was hungry, you fed me. Thirsty, you gave me drink. Naked, you clothed me. In prison, you came unto me. Sick, you visit me. Yes, stranger, you took me in. Yes, people feel like doing that will get you into heaven. It's doing that in addition to holiness. Because the angel told Zacharias that we are to serve the Lord in holiness and in righteousness. Now, righteousness is all your good works. Feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, visiting the sick, going unto the prison, taking in the stranger, giving water to the thirsty. That is righteousness. But holiness is living a life free from sin, not committing adultery, not committing fornication, not cursing, not stealing. Amen. Not defrauding. Prayer. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Love one another. All that's holiness. But righteousness is doing somebody a favor. Helping somebody in need. All of that's righteousness. Praise God. Now, you can be blessed naturally doing righteous deeds. But in order for you to make it into heaven, you got to be holy in order for your righteousness to stand. Because righteousness over top of sin is self-righteousness. And God don't like self-righteousness. Because just like you don't want to eat your nice chicken, fried chicken dinner, your collard greens, your cabbages, your fried fish or baked fish out of a dirty plate. God don't want righteous deeds out of a sinful heart. But God wants righteous deeds out of a pure heart. Yeah, you visit the sick. Give food to the hungry. Put shoes on the barefoot. Amen. Help a family that got burned out in fire, lost their home in fire. Help them, help the family. Help the one that's, amen, had misfortune in their life. When you do all these wonderful deeds, rescue somebody from a drowning. Rescue somebody from a burning building. Do all these wonderful good deeds. And be holy. And register high with God. God wants good deeds out of a clean heart. Just like you want to eat your fried chicken, your collard greens, your baked fish out of a clean plate. God wants holiness out of a clean heart. That's living for Jesus. So many people want to give God righteousness out of a dirty heart. That's when God won't accept it. Because it's filthy. Amen. Like I said, you wouldn't want to eat your fried chicken and stuff out of a dirty plate, would you? Would you want to drink your lemonade, your Kool-Aid out of a dirty glass? Would you? Huh? So God don't want sin mixed up with his righteousness. He don't want righteousness out of a dirty heart. Praise God. That's the reason why we must be clean. We must be holy. Hebrews 12 and 14, where it says, follow peace with all men. Holiness without no man shall see the Lord. Let you know you got to be holy to make it into the kingdom. Amen. Praise God. You got to be holy. Praise the Lord. Amen. Make it into heaven. All right, let's go to the Gospel according to St. Luke 15 and verse number 3. What is that? What did Jesus say? 15:3.
It said, he spake this parable unto them, saying, what man if having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go out of that which is lost until he find it?
Amen. Now, when you are called by God, you are concerned about the people's soul. Amen. You're concerned about all of them. You'll leave the 99 and go after the one sheep. To find that one sheep. Then bring him back into the fold.
And when he had found it, he laid it on his shoulder, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance.
Y'all heard what that Bible said? There's more joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth than 99 just persons that repent every day. Is that what that Bible said? Huh? Is that what it said? That ain't what missionary ever said. He said that need no repentance. But amen. So I want to know why then, if Jesus said you are just and don't need no repentance, why you got so many Christians over here confessing the Lord and still repenting? Huh? Praise God. People, we need to start living for the Lord. Stop playing church. Stop messing around with sin, people. Repent. And turn from your wicked ways. Stop messing with the devil. Serve the Lord. Praise God. Jesus says more joy in heaven over one sinner that repents than 99 just persons that need no repentance. Why? Because they stayed in the fold. That's why. Praise God. Amen. If you stay in the fold, why are you going to repent? Huh? Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Well, who repent? Left the fold and went out there in the world, messed around in sin. They need to repent. Praise God. Amen. Praise our God. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's time to live for Jesus. You hear me? It's time to live for the Lord. It's time to turn from sin and serve the Lord with all your soul, your might, your strength, your heart. Because Jesus wants a people that is ready. Not one that's getting ready, but a church that is ready. Praise God. Amen. Hebrews 6 and 1. What did that Bible say? Hebrews 6 and 1. What did it say? Praise the Lord. Amen. Because it's time to, amen, be saved. Praise the Lord. The devil will have people playing church. Repenting and sinning every day. Repenting and sinning every day. Repenting and sinning every day. That's not salvation, being saved. Being saved is repenting of your sins and giving up the world and begin to serve the Lord and leave the world alone. That's being saved.
Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God.
Amen. Y'all heard what that Bible said? Amen. Pray God. Amen. Go on to perfection. Amen. Now, I know you got some preachers want to dispute that. Talking about you can't be perfect, Bobby. Amen. Disputing what Jesus said in St. Matthew 5:48. Disputing what he said. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. How in the world are you going to dispute what Jesus said in St. Matthew 5:48? You know you are not right. Amen. Hold that missionary bell and give me St. Matthew 5 and 48. What did Jesus say in St. Matthew 5, 48? What did he say? Some preachers want to dispute Jesus and what he said in St. Matthew 5, 48. What did he say?
It said, St. Matthew 5 and 48. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
Y'all heard what that Bible said? Now, who you want to believe, them preachers or believe what Jesus said? Huh? Who you going to believe? Believe them preachers that dispute what he said? Talking about you can't be perfect? Or you going to believe what Jesus said? I think if you want to go to heaven, you better believe what Jesus said. Now, Hebrews said, 6 and 1 said, let's leave in the doctrine of repentance. Now, some of these preachers talking about you can't be perfect. They want you to repent all the time. But the Hebrews said, leave in the doctrine of repentance. Let's move on to perfection. That Hebrews fall in line with what Jesus said. You hear me? I'm going to believe what that Bible said. Let every man, let every devil be a liar. But let God's word be true. I'm telling you the truth. I'm going to believe what that Bible said myself. Glory to God. The Hebrews said, let's move on to perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance to dead works. Amen. What is that, Mr. Evelyn, in Hebrews?
Second verse. Of the doctrine of baptism and the laying on of hands.
Amen. People want to mess around with baptism. Want to argue about a baptism. Amen. Argue about, well, you baptized in Jesus' name. Well, you baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Just argue about baptism. But I'm telling you, it's time to leave that and move on to perfection. What is that?
Of laying on of hands.
Laying on of hands.
In the resurrection of the dead.
Of laying resurrection of the dead.
And of eternal judgment.
Of eternal judgment.
This will we do if God permits.
Amen. I'm telling you, this will we do if God permits. Praise God. But it's time to move from there. It's time, when you're living for Jesus, it's time to move from there. Stop messing around your whole Christian life arguing about a water baptism. Amen. Glory to God. It's time to be baptized. Amen. And follow Jesus to the Calvary. Get your blood bare. Receive the Holy Ghost. Get so you can live right. You know what I'm saying? And stop messing around arguing about a baptism and move on to perfection. What is that?
For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened.
For it is impossible for those that were once enlightened.
Have tasted of the heavenly gift.
Amen. You have tasted of the heavenly gift.
And were made partakers of the Holy Ghost.
Made partakers of the Holy Ghost.
And have tasted the good word of God.
And have tasted the good word of God.
And the powers of the world to come.
And powers of the world to come.
If they should fall away to renew them again unto repentance.
Amen. I'm telling you, you get so deep in God, ain't no going back. You hear me? It's not no going back. I'm telling you, you be rooted and grounded in the word of God. Halamahanda, hinamahaya. So rooted and grounded in Jesus. Praise our God. Amen. There's no going back. The Lord will root and root and ground you in. Get rooted and grounded in. You get rooted and grounded, I'm telling you the truth. The devil can't move you.
Seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to open shame.
Amen. You got a lot of Christians, them false prophets, got people crucifying the Lord afresh. Amen. Acting like they can't live right. All the time repenting. All the time on the morning bench, so to speak. All the time penning. Sing the song. On the altar, Lord, want you to bless my soul. On the altar, Lord, want you to bless my soul. I'm telling you, it's time to move from the altar. It's time to get so you can live right. You hear me? It's time to get so you can live right. Get so you can love one another. Get so you can treat people right. Glory to God. Halamahanda, hinamahaya, halamashanda. Get so you can, amen, love the Lord with all your soul, all your might, all your strength, all you got. Serve the Lord with, amen, with all you have. Glory to God. Walk in that word of God every day. Praise God. I'm telling you the truth. Stop letting the devil keep you down, amen, like you can't live right. Praise God. Keep you down like you can't live right. Amen. All the time on the altar trying to get saved. On Monday, on Sunday, first Sunday in January, trying to get saved. On February, come around, trying to get saved. On March, trying to get saved. When are you going to be ready when Jesus comes? Huh? When are you going to be ready? Praise God. I'm telling you, glory to God. Time to live for Jesus, y'all. It's time to live for Jesus. Praise God. It's time to live for Jesus. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, we're going to try to wrap the message up, but it's time to live for Jesus. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, and we wrap the message up. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this word. We've been preaching all this month, talking about it's time to live for Jesus. Lord, look on the people with mercy, those that's in prayer, those that's under prayer, that's in sin. Let them pray, Lord, and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in your body, sick in their body. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Touch these prisoners. Deliver from alcohol, from drugs, from the lust of the flesh. Lord, bind them demons and devils. In the name of Jesus, set them free. In Jesus' name. Lord, go into the hospitals and nursing homes. Stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, do these things, Lord. We'll give your name the praise. Honor and glory shall be your thine. In Jesus' name we ask it. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. Amen. Lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
The song said there is no secret what God can do. What he done for others, he would do it for you. The Lord can deliver and set free. Don't behind prison bars. Ella Holmes and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more and have a plan for you. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Remember that God loves you with an everlasting love, and we do too. The power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. Soon we'll get green light, going into the jails and prison, preaching into the, teaching the word of God to those that are behind prison bars. Those you're in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Thank God for the hundreds and hundreds of people that have been clicking into our website. Amen. Thank God the Heaven Bound Train website is a blessing. Praise God to all the people out there in the free world. Those you that's incarcerated, click into our website. Well, those you're incarcerated, write our ministry for Bibles, other life-changing material. Amen. Cause amen. Those that speak the Spanish language, write us for Spanish material. Cause Jesus loved the Spanish-speaking people. Praise God. To the next broadcast, it's Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you. Praise God. Amen. Lift up the name of Jesus, cause amen. I'm a Jesus man. Praise the Lord. I love Jesus. Praise God. May God bless you. Praise God.
Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International. Been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like the items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.